Let's continue on the Kidz Bop tradition. We are known as the Kidz Bop show here on the Ticket. That's how you get voted number 6 out of 8 in D Magazine's weekend shows, by doing Kidz Bop segments. But we normally, you know, listen to the newest album and listen to the changed lyrics, and that's been good to us. But let's kind of go down a different road here. So there are some songs within the music world.
if you just look at the music world
that can be a little difficult to make Kidz Bop versions of, because we always laugh at some of the choices they make and wonder why even try to make this song a Kidz Bop song. It's just too vulgar. So there's got to be other songs that you just absolutely cannot put on there. So we tasked our good buddy, our producer Trey, owner of the Eminem lyric changes bit.
We got to do that again, by the way.
With that, now we actually have Jay on our show. I think Jay helped.
Oh, okay.
Trey the first time.
The ghostwriter.
Yeah, some ghostwriting credits on that.
He's like Logic.
Sick reference.
But let's turn this over to Trey, who said he was able to pull off the impossible and make kids unboppable songs kids boppable.
They're boppable.
So there's kind of three categories, right, with Kidz Bop songs, things they change. It's sex, like explicit sexual acts, it's drug use, and just sort of songs that have kind of serious topics or serious themes. And so I kind of did those three. Those were the three I wanted to do. There are a few songs I tried, but it was a little too tough. But these are three songs that I feel like kind of, I felt like they were unboppable, and I bopped them. All right? I bopped
them. That's courage.
It's a lot of courage. So the first song
Bop it. Oh, yeah, you didn't twist it?
Flick it.
That was an underrated game.
So the
first... play Kidz, we'll play Bop It during the mix.
Yeah, we can play Bop It. I'll bring a Bop It up here. We'll play it. The first one here is this falls into the drug category.
Ooh, okay.
All right? Yeah. The drugs. This is the Eric Clapton song, Cocaine. They say cocaine in the song. You can't have that in Kidz Bop. So what would Kidz Bop do with Eric Clapton's Cocaine?
I can only
what he changed it to? What do you think he changed cocaine to? Maybe he's propane. Doing a Hank Hill version. It took his propane. No, I don't know.
John McCain.
Yeah, kids love John
McCain. They're crazy about McCain.
Yeah, these kids and their Republican tendencies.
Or maybe they just love the Heisman winner out of Wisconsin, Ron Dane.
Again, your references are all at least 15, 20 years old.
When you need 2 yards, he will get you 3 yards, Ron Dane.
Don't think that's what Trey went with.
All right. Well, Jay, why don't you play it?
Ooh, you're good on the guitar, Trey.
You gotta turn on the gas, propane.
Hey! It is propane! Hey!
If you want a clean flame and no mess to clean up, propane.
This kid's going through puberty, apparently.
Natural gas.
Sing it!
Propane.
I like it.
Got one more verse. Dance mixer.
Char, you won't have to look far, propane.
Ryan's meat weenie's going crazy.
When you wanna grill, just like Hank Hill, propane.
Hey, Hank Hill reference! Again, 20 years old.
Natural gas,
propane.
Yeah, all right.
I liked it.
Kids love tasting the heat.
They do.
One of these days, I'm going to do the Ron Dane song.
Do it.
It's not going to make any sense. It's not going to be topical. It's going to be Ron Dane. I'm going to sing it for Bob.
So the next topic is serious subjects like mental health, depression, all these things. And I picked a very popular song played on the Ticket a lot, especially when one of our teams loses in the playoffs, which happens a lot.
You did this.
So I took Johnny Cash's Hurt and I bopped it. What do you think I bopped it to?
I hurt myself today.
I pooped myself today.
Burnt.
And it's still kind of
got a lighter under
it's still
his forearm.
A little violent. I
burped. Maybe it's an infant.
Burped. Yeah, I burped myself today.
That's flat in his back.
My shirt.
It's like kind of like a version of sharting.
Yeah. It's past tense of.
I'm going to say I shart myself today.
Mark that.
Jay, play the song.
He's just so good on the guitar. It's crazy.
Thank you. I learned this weekend.
Mom bought me a shirt today.
That was close.
Because she liked the feel. She bought it off the rack. Because it was a deal. The armpit has a hole. The collar has a stain. Tried to clean it all away. Boy, this shirt is really lame. What have I become? Wearing this to school? All my other clothes are actually really cool. Made fun of in the hall. Insults really hurt. I'm gonna go and cry. I really hate this shirt.
So yeah, it's about your mom buying you a bad shirt.
Could you imagine the looks Dan and Jake would give me if the day the Cowboys get eliminated,
dude,
I play that
this?
Instead of...
You should.
Instead I will of do hurt. Anything for you.
And then I just keep it going.
Yeah. Play this tomorrow. Or I guess it's got to be playoffs, right?
It's yeah, it's when normal, they get eliminated from playoffs.
It's not the normal Bill Parcells.
We'll play it on Work in Progress whenever the Cowboys
Trey
are eliminated.
Trey Bop 2 if you need it.
Okay, wow. Trey Bop 2.
Maybe if DiNucci gets hurt, we can really...
I mean, I love the kid's voice. That is thrown on these things.
Yeah, how,
it's a little higher pitch.
You got well. It's yeah,
it's,
but it's still kind of low.
It's weird hearing it as Trey as a kid.
That kid had a little country twang to mm-hmm. him. That's why I say he sounded like the little kid from Sling Blade.
I want
to
hear those vocals isolated. I just want to hear little kid Trey.
I really hate
this shirt. It's like Well Greg or Well Gordo.
Yeah,
it's kid Trey.
All right, so that's two down. Two we got to get one more at least for an EP.
We have the last one here. This is in the sexually explicit category. And we're all familiar with the song WAP, right?
What does that stand for?
Wet.
Work at progress.
Work at progress. That's
nice
right.
Bieber.
Thank you.
Okay.
I still haven't heard this song all the way through.
You even watched the video?
I've seen parts of the video. I haven't. Heard this? Do they play
parts
it on
of the video?
Yeah, I've seen parts of the video.
I'm positive if I was like 12 years old, that video would have been like
Stacy's mom.
Yeah, like a third
burned
of
onto the screen.
Views.
It'd be on LimeWire. You'd be downloading it.
Would have been
every
me
day,
just turning my bed into a Jackson Pollock painting.
Do they play this song on popular music stations?
They have a
like
version of it. Yes,
like KSCS.
I don't know, wherever they play this
type of
music.
Think Mishrod spins this?
They do play it. They have a radio edit.
Okay.
And it's...
I think it's wet and gushy.
It's just as bad. It's actually worse.
The radio edit's wet and gushy.
Yeah.
What?
It's wag. Yeah.
That sounds almost worse.
It's worse,
that is, that's the... Like, even the music video says wet and gushy.
Well, I did my best to bop this
gushy?
Song.
Okay, yeah, let's...
I did my best to bop the song. What do you think? I think Justin might know.
I've heard the song.
Yeah, so Mino.
So
what do you think I bopped it to?
Wet. Hopefully something with Work in Progress.
Why would kids
work
bop
in
do that?
Progress. I don't know. We talk about their music, so maybe we have a
following. No, think they'll do a
following.
Shout out to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're usually so positive on
this
how
is,
they
this
are.
Is Trey's audition to sing for the next Kids Bop album.
Yes. All right, so Jay.
Oreos in this house, Oreos in this house, Oreos in this house, Oreos in this house.
I said cookies and cream, 7 days a week. Milk and cookies make that dessert game weak. Woo! Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you snack it on some milk and cookies. Bring a playlist of Kids Bop for this milk and cookies. Give me everything you got for these milk and cookies. Eat it up, I have a bunch. Extra fudge and extra crunch. Put this cookie right in your face. Dunk in milk like a kid at lunch. Oreo, I want to try. I eat a peanut butter pie. Yum in my mouth, look in my eyes. This cookie is great, come take a bite. Eat all night like I'm the guy. Let's go play, I'll bring moon pies. I want you to park that big macadamia nut right in this cookie jar. Cookies and cream make me scream. Out of milk, make a scene. If I cook, I will clean. Don't come at me with those green beans. Gobble me, swallow me, Tiff treats inside of me. Drink some milk for the brownies inside of me. Take the cookie duck and never tell them how I eat. Is it before dinner? That's my philosophy. Chocolate chips all over my lips. British people call it a biscuit. You ain't never really got full for a sweet thing. Chips Ahoy boy made up his mind before he came. Now get your plate and your glasses for these milk and cookies. Got a sweet tooth just to munch on these milk and cookies. Now call up BT's if you want to see some milk and cookies. Kids bought pay me in Hershey kisses for these milk and cookies.
All right. Some flow.
There you go.
It was still really dirty.
some flow it's, from Cray Tray.
It's hard to make that song 100%
swallowing macadamia nuts.
Yeah, it's...
And cookie is often a... slang term, euphemism.
It can also just be a cookie.
It's just a cookie.
Oreos in this house, Oreos.
I'm going to be saying that for the rest of the day. All right.
I like that a lot.
Oreos in this house, Oreos in this house.
We'll have to, maybe me and Justin can jump on a remix or something sometime.
Ooh, maybe Crutches will.
Crutches.
Do Milk and Cookies remix.
Let's do it.
I love it. I like that flow.
That was good.
Thank you.
All three of those.
Thank you.
I am insane, but in the best way possible.
Good.
We got propane. We got I hate this shirt. And milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies. I think my favorite. I think milk and cookies.
Yeah.
Is number one. All strong.
I'll go propane second. Propane was.
Okay. I like the shirt song. Just.
I hate this shirt. Imagine someone being that down in the dumps about their shirt.
How'd you get your... I wish we could put Trey's voice in that.
Like, Johnny Cash is singing about, like, cutting himself because he wants to feel something. And Trey's biggest problem in the world is the shirt his mom bought him. He doesn't like the sequence on it.
And it's got stains and stuff on it, man.
That is kind of weak because you pulled it off the rack and it had a stain.
Yeah, usually they don't sell those that has holes in them and stains, but this time they did.
Extra. Your mom buying you refurbished t-shirts. All right, well, good work, Trey. Thank you so much.
Great job, Trey.